We're going to turn now to the reaction around the world to Donald Trump's victory. Vladimir Putin is among the global leaders congratulating the president-elect as speculation grows about how Trump will handle issues like Ukraine. Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell is tracking the latest from London. Good morning, Ian.
Yeah, good morning, George. You can almost be forgiven for thinking Donald Trump was already in office, judging by the amount of international attention he's getting. He's spoken to around 70 world leaders, but conspicuously missing from that list is Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader giving a major speech overnight, sounding upbeat in the wake of Trump's victory. The Russian president claiming a new world order is now taking shape.
To an extent, the moment of truth is coming. The previous world order is irreversibly becoming a thing of the past. One could say has become a thing of the past, and the shaping of the new world order is become the scene of uncompromising fight. Uncompromising, first and foremost, for the reason that it's not even the battle for power or geopolitical influence. It's a clash of the very principles that would be the foundation between the relation, you know, for the relation of the countries at the next historical stage. And its outcome will define whether all of us jointly can build a world that would allow everyone to develop. And the shaping of the new world order is become the scene of uncompromising fight.
This is the Nations Conspire Channel. Welcome to today's show. The New World Order is looking more and more likely to be an actual inversion of what we all perceived throughout our lives of what the New World Order would actually look like. Because in fact, it seems that the conservative politicians are the ones who are bringing in the New World Order, while the conservative civilians are being skeptical and nervous about a New World Order. They don't even realize it's being unleashed on them. And a lot of this has to do with the perception that the Democratic Party has given off over the last 4 years or so, because they've been so demonic, so depraved, so satanic, so to speak, with the ideologies that they're trying to push forward on children, with the gender transitions, with the Planned Parenthood stuff, that it literally looks like the Democratic Party is aligned with Satan himself. But the reality of the matter is that the New World Order is Satan's government, but really it's being established and being put in place by the conservative parties. Vladimir Putin, let's start there, and I'll explain all of this to you. This will be a very easy video for you to share with people so they can have an understanding. Look, the left and the right is fictitious. It's the old motto, divide and conquer. They divide you into a Republican Party and a Democrat Party, and they conquer you without you even realizing it because they gaslight you every day into being in total opposition of the opposite political party, when in fact these people are working together to bring about a global government. And if you don't understand how this global government is going to work, if all you ever think about is global government, it's going to be all them working together. Well, realize how it's possible for them to do this is via technology, global government, AI governance, which I'll go into detail about in a second. Let's start with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin just openly said last week that the New World Order is taking shape. You just heard it out of his own mouth. Now, people out there look at Vladimir Putin, especially now in America, because of the propaganda. And they love Vladimir Putin in America because he calls Democrats Satanists. He calls Democrats demonic. He uses all these words that make people think that he's aligned with God, kind of like they've done with Donald Trump. Now, they're deceiving people without them even realizing that right in front of their faces, they're actually working side by side, saying words like New World Order and how they're trying to establish a New World Order. And conservatives are so brainwashed right now that they don't even hear it. Every single time we ever heard Joe Biden or Bill Clinton or any of these other politicians talk about bringing in a New World Order, the conservatives would go nuts. They would repost it. They would share it. In fact, of course, most of us are actually familiar with this New World Order term being established out in the open by George Bush Sr., who was a conservative. So now we have them talking about the New World Order being aligned with conservatives, and nobody out there seems to care, right? Let's start with Putin, who's been made a hero in America. Klaus Schwab is, again, looked at as this wicked globalist. This is what everybody perceives as the, you know, Dr. Evil, the evil mad scientist, the guy who's trying to bring about the New World Order. And there's obviously truth to that, because these global meetings, these global orders like the World Economic Forum and the Bilderberg, this is where all the globalists get together and conspire. Now, they might show you stuff out in the open and actually literally tell you what the New World Order governance is, but the majority of people aren't listening or paying attention to the majority of things that are being said because they can't grasp what they're actually saying. Vladimir Putin is not opposed to a New World Order. As you heard, he's actually talking about it taking shape. And Vladimir Putin, like all of these global leaders, was shaped and groomed at the World Economic Forum. The Russian Federation, a partner of the World Economic Network for Global Technology Governance, is in place. And Russia's doing its part, just like America's about to do its part in bringing about a New World Order. In fact, here's the clip of Klaus Schwab talking about how a young global leader named Vladimir Putin was in fact groomed by his organization.
And I have to say, when I mention now names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
So that shouldn't surprise anybody out there. We have Vladimir Putin directly connected to Klaus Schwab, just like we have Donald Trump directly connected to Klaus Schwab. Donald Trump on the record saying what a genius Klaus Schwab is.
And a tremendous success.
Yeah. Great success.
And this gentleman, as you know, he's done a great job. Thank you very much.
So for those of you that don't know, Elon Musk, also somebody who's attended the World Economic Forum, somebody who also in the last couple of months has been at Global Citizens Awards events with Klaus Schwab. Global Citizen Award. I don't know how much more obvious this stuff can actually get. So let me explain to you what the World Economic Forum is trying to do. They're trying to bring about AI governance. AI governance, right? We know of smart city governance, but we're talking about AI governance, alliance. That's what they're trying to bring about. Elon Musk is now tied in directly with Donald Trump. What is Elon Musk known for? He's known for being an innovative tech guy. He's known for bringing about Neuralink. He's known for being the front and center face of the artificial intelligence movement. Just most people out there don't even realize that, because they're so blinded by the Trump deception that Elon Musk even most recently tweeted out and bragged about, where he reposted a comment about how Tesla was front and center of the fourth industrial revolution. So for those of you that don't know, the fourth industrial revolution is the AI governance, okay? The fourth industrial revolution is literally created by Klaus Schwab. He literally published a book entitled The Fourth Industrial Revolution, in which he describes how the fourth revolution is fundamentally different from the previous three, which were characterized mainly by advances in technology. And again, a lot of people out there like to call the fourth industrial revolution really just the Fourth Reich. But if you don't know what it is, this is what it is, right? We look at the other industrial revolutions because most people don't realize it. Third industrial revolution was computer and automation. The fourth is cyber physical systems. Everything run through technology. Everything. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, for starters, it means less human interaction. It means less human governance, which, of course, by design, they've made people actually want, because people out there are so angry and hate the opposite political party so much that they're going to be clamoring when they say we're going to fire government officials and replace them with artificial intelligence. But let's start by looking at the obvious here. Again, this is Klaus Schwab talking about the fourth industrial revolution, which is the new world order. And keep in mind two things. One, how he talks about how this fourth industrial revolution is literally going to change you. He's not saying it's going to change your temperament. He's literally talking about how this technology is going to be implanted in people, and it's going to change you and what it means to be human. And the other thing to listen to is what he says at the end. He talks about how the biggest challenge for the fourth industrial revolution is going to be the holding out of the middle class. And guess what? Guess who's a patriot for the middle class? Guess who's a proponent of the middle class? Guess who's supposed to be the person for the middle class to save the middle class from the New World Order? It's actually Donald Trump. This is what the Fourth Industrial Revolution is. And again, keep in mind that the biggest threat to the Fourth Industrial Revolution is the middle class.
The Fourth Industrial Revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume, it will change actually us, our own identity, and of course gives life to such policies and developments like smart traffic, smart government, smart cities. What we will see is that everything will be integrated into an ecosystem driven by big data and driven particularly by close cooperation also of governments with business, civil society. And this revolution will come at a breathtaking speed. It will be like a tsunami. And actually, it's not just a digital revolution. It's digital, of course, physical, it's nanotechnology, but it's also biological. And so three dimension provides a particular force to this revolution. So what the World Economic Forum is doing is to promote this public-private cooperation to master the fourth industrial revolution.
In this year's conference in January, Mastering the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Gene editing.
Exactly.
You know, opening a whole new horizon for medical science.
And you see, the difference of this Fourth Industrial Revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
The Fourth Industrial Revolution has one big challenge. It is the holding out of the middle class.
So when he's talking about literally changing you, right? The Fourth Industrial Revolution will affect the very essence of our human experience. Think about this. Elon Musk just tweets out that he's going to be at the front and center, that Tesla's going to be at the front and center of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. He's been promoted into Congress for government efficiency, which I'll get into in a second. But Elon Musk is literally in the middle of running human experiments with Neuralink and brain implants into the human body. So when Klaus Schwab talks about changing you, then he talks about the biggest thing that's the biggest hurdle for them is going to be, you know, the middle class getting on board. Well, can't you see how the middle class is going to get on board now? Right? Because they need to get on board with the technological advancements here. And really, it's technological enslavement. Well, by putting Elon Musk side by side with Donald Trump, now all of a sudden you see how the middle class is going to get duped into this, because they're going to start tickling everybody's ears about how Elon Musk is going to start firing people in Congress, how the new Department of Government Efficiency is going to lead the way to less government overreach and, of course, less government officials, less government. These are all things that tickle people's ears, right? Trump taps Elon Musk and Vivek to slash the government. And everybody out there is obviously going to naturally cheer, especially after what's gone on the last 4 years or so, where civilians on purpose have felt like the government's reaching into their pocket, reaching into their home and trying to tell them how to live. So by Elon Musk getting this specific role, he can now say what? He can now say, well, we could regulate AI, right? Elon Musk can influence the shift in U.S. AI regulation under the Trump administration. We could fire government employees just like he did at Twitter, which was preparation for this, getting rid of people who are doing nothing. They're just costing you, the taxpayer, money. So the taxpayer goes, great, well, I save more money and oh, well, I get more money in my pocket. Absolutely, you will, they'll tell you. And then you'll say, good, fire some of these people. They're completely incompetent. They don't do anything. They just sit in Congress. All the stuff they discuss doesn't benefit me in any way. Great, great. Elon Musk gives a thumbs up. Trump gives a thumbs up. The next thing you know, they're starting to remove human beings from Congress. Thus, you start seeing the implementation of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is AI governance. AI governance, right? Because remember, when we talk about AI, what are the things that we think about? What do we? What does AI itself tell us about AI, automating tasks, improving accuracy, optimizing processes, predicting outcomes. This is what they tell us are the benefits of AI. All things that they'll convince you are benefits to have in our existing government, right? We could automate tasks. We won't have all these delays. We'll improve the accuracy. We'll optimize the process. And everyone will go, yeah, that sounds great. We'll streamline things. We'll save money at the end of the day. And they'll go, yes, yes, and yes. And thus you have the conservatives bringing about the New World Order. And don't forget that tweet from Elon Musk. Novus Ordo Seclorum, right? The New Order of the Ages. The Christian conservatives are so duped and think that they're red-pilled so much so that they actually were, the gaslighting worked, the propaganda worked. It got everybody so upset that they're not even paying attention to what the New World Order is and how this government structure actually works. They just want their boy, Donald Trump, to be sitting in the White House. And then all of a sudden, conveniently, the media stops pumping out all this propaganda about woke, about how trans is taking over the military. And all of a sudden, everybody just feels good again. And they don't realize, well, the reason they suddenly are happy and not so moody is because the propaganda that they watch every day isn't feeding them propaganda that's driving them insane. Suddenly, they're saying, well, you know, Trump's in and these are the changes that are going to be made. And conveniently, they're all changes that you've wanted and want. They're all things that normal people should want, right? Nobody wants to hear about woke government. Nobody wants to hear about the military and pronouns. But this is done by design. So now all of a sudden, you think you're winning. You say to yourself, wow, finally, things are normal again. The price of eggs is down. They're talking about getting rid of government officials and us actually saving money in our pocket because we won't pay as high of taxes. And you start going, wow, this is really great. And he says, hey, we're going to automate the government more. Because Elon Musk is known for AI, he's known for literally trying to get humanoid robots in your home. Of course, he's also known for the climate agenda and these other things that are going to come with it. But they're not even going to see it in front of them. And thus, all of a sudden, the conservatives bring about a new world order without the conservative civilians having any clue as to what it even was in the first place. Because all they're looking at is the obvious things, right? Insane people. Obviously, everybody can look at the Democratic Party and what they want with Planned Parenthood and say that that's demonic. And everyone can look at all this stuff with the wokeness and getting in the libraries and getting in the public schools and the curriculum they want in schools and say, that's all insane stuff. Yes. But do you see how they've worked you into thinking that that's the party of the New World Order and that's the party of the devil? Which, of course, it is. But both parties are aligned with it. Both parties are working together, and they're going to pull and bring in the New World Order. And just like Klaus Schwab said, the hardest hurdle for them to overcome was going to be the middle class. Well, guess what? The middle class is now going to support whatever Donald Trump and Elon Musk say, because they're going to be so happy, not even realizing the only reason that they're happy all of a sudden is because the propaganda machine has eased its foot off of the propaganda. Now they're telling you that it's a normal world and Trump's draining the swamp. And of course, naturally, when you're in a psychosis, you just will believe whatever they're telling you. In the first place, you don't look back at the stuff that they were saying and say, okay, they're overreacting to this or they're doing that. All they're doing here is just not telling you anymore that things are bad. So suddenly you don't feel like things are bad. And then when they tell you they're going to fire all these people, all these woke DEI, everyone's going to be on board fully. And the New World Order is going to be established right in front of their faces, just as Elon Musk tweeted out. Novus Ordo Seclorum, the order of the ages, the New World Order, coming right in front of your faces, being brought in right in front of your faces by these people who pretend to be conservative Christians like Vladimir Putin, like Donald Trump. Now, all of a sudden, like Elon Musk, who's open to the idea of God. And don't forget, the fourth industrial revolution is more than just AI governance, okay? Klaus Schwab talking about how it's literally going to change what it is to be a human being. That doesn't mean it's just going to make things more convenient for you. He says it's literally going to change your DNA. Oh, right. And who's the person who tweeted out that Tesla was at the front and center of the fourth industrial revolution, which is something man-made from Klaus Schwab's mouth, because it's his book, it's his blueprint, right? And Elon Musk is supporting that. And then at the same time, who's changing what it's like to be human? Who's putting the technology inside the body? Who's literally putting in these neural links inside of humans where humans are now interacting with computer screens. They have interfaces that they're interacting with offline, online, which pretty much means that the thoughts they're having in their mind are going directly to a computer. It's literally has the capability to read their minds. It literally has the capability to alter their genetic code. So do you see how all this stuff is working? And all of a sudden, things are great, and America's, oh, thank goodness, we got Musk with Trump. They had to align Elon Musk with Donald Trump for this, because the people trust in Trump, and they like the fact, well, Musk got him in office, that's what we're told. Musk, because Musk was out there begging people to vote, by the way, how many times did he tell everybody out there, please make sure you vote, I promise you your vote counts, because they want you to consent to this, to being governed by Elon Musk and AI governance, which people are willingly doing because they're getting so gaslit, they don't even realize what their rights are. And of course, everybody's saying that thanks to Elon Musk, Donald Trump is president because of how much money he put into it, how much he campaigned for it. And at the same time, people give Elon Musk the benefit of the doubt because they go, well, he's a little bit out there, he's a little bit this, that, but he's a genius. He's a genius. And now he's going to automate things and make Congress better. And the next thing you know, you're going to be taking the mark of the beast and you don't even know it. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is coming closer and closer to reality. And who would have thought in this inverted world, well, I guess it makes perfect sense, that it would be the conservatives who think that they're awake, who think that they're red pill, who don't have the slightest clue of what the New World Order is and how they have to do this through technology and AI governance. Because how else would you connect the world? How would you connect somebody in China to America? How would you say, well, that's going on there? Global governance has to happen through technology. It makes perfect sense, right? Think about all the stuff we've heard over the years with Facebook connecting the world, how technology connects the world. Exactly. Exactly. They got you comfortable with it. They got you used to it. They got you trusting in it. Now they're moving forward with it. And they needed this perfect storm all to happen at once, where you got your martyr, your hero, the one chosen by God, Donald Trump, lined up side by side by his first buddy, who he's going everywhere with by design, who's going to help make this whole process a lot better. And these red pill Christians, who are really purple pill, they've taken the red pill and the blue pill. They might be even dumber, more dumber down than the actual Democrats. It's hard to say at this point because they're so built up in their mind that they think that they're awake because they believe in government created rabbit holes like the Epstein Island and all this other stuff. I mean, they're so beyond actually understanding what's going on that they can't even figure out what the New World Order is and how the structure of the government is going to look with a New World Order in place. They're actually cheering for it because they don't realize the gaslighting of hating government, hating some of these politicians and how incompetent they're deliberately acting is all done by design to get you to want AI governance without even realizing that Klaus Schwab and the entire thing he's talking about with the fourth industrial revolution is everything that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are about to bring in. Pretty scary times. Inverted reality, ladies and gentlemen. I thank everyone for being here. Share this video. Hopefully it gets some people's a light bulb going off in their head. And again, most of these people are so dumbed down by this that they hear someone like me talk and they think I'm a Democrat, right? They can't get past the Republican and Democrats working together. Like, it blows their mind. They can't even like sit there and go, whoa, wait, what? Like, they can't even grasp it. They can't even grasp the notion of their vote not counting. That's how deep the psychosis is. But no, your vote doesn't count. This is an experiment. That's what the American experiment is. They're willingly using mind control on you, and you're willingly participating in the game. And you're doing exactly what they want you to do without you realizing it. You think you're making free choices and free decisions, but you're not. You're believing in the simulated reality that they're creating, and you're consenting to be governed. And sooner or later, your consent to be governed is going to be by AI governance, and then you'll be a complete slave to all of these global elites. I thank everyone for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families as always.